Thanks for joining us once again. We're in the study, just showing you a few things that have meant a little bit to me over the years. And I don't know if you can see just above my head, just above this is a little sign that hung on my door for years whenever I was a little boy. Picked it up in Florida, 1985, on a holiday, Kennedy Space Center. But just above it, there's a picture that's very, very dear to me. This was a present that was given to me by an aunt and an uncle and two cousins. They lived in the county down. I thought the world of them. They were so good to us whenever we were young, and still have a very dear place in my heart. But there's a little note in the back, December 1984. Now that's going back quite a number of years. And as soon as I opened it, it went up on the wall of my bedroom, and it's hung up in the wall of our home ever since. And here it is in the study. And it's one of the first verses that I ever learned, because it just hung on the wall and I saw it every single day. And what a text it is. You can't, probably can't see it on your screen there because the print's quite small, but it's taken from Ephesians chapter 2, and it says, "By grace are ye saved through faith." By grace are ye saved through faith. To quote the entire two verses that it's really surrounded by, Ephesians 2 verses 8 and 9, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." And there are three very important words in this text of Scripture. By grace are you saved through faith. First of all, the word saved. By grace are ye saved through faith. That word saved is a Bible word. The Lord Jesus Christ used it, the Apostle Paul used it, Peter used it, Isaiah used it. It's right throughout the Bible, again and again and again, saved, saved, saved. The Bible tells us that we must, Acts 4:12, we must be saved. Saved from something. You see, we're sinners by nature and we're sinners by practice. Sin has ruined this world. It's destroyed and defiled the human race. We're cut off from God, we're separated from God, we're polluted by sin, we're defiled by sin, separated from God because of sin, facing the wrath of God because of our sin. But yet God has instituted a great plan of salvation, rescue and deliverance. And you need to be saved. Saved from the power of sin, the pollution of sin and the penalty of sin. And then there's another word that's very important, by grace. Are ye saved through faith? That word grace has been described by way of an acrostic, God's riches at Christ's expense. Grace is God's unearned, undeserved and unmerited favour. Where God, out of his own free love and free grace, bestows his goodness, his benevolence, his kindness, if you like, he bestows his grace upon people who don't deserve it. John Newton described it as being amazing grace that saved a wretch like me. Grace. We are saved, made right with God, brought to God, delivered from sin. We're saved by grace. It's not of works. It's not about religion. It's not about our own righteousness. It's all about God's unmerited favour bestowed upon us through the Lord Jesus Christ, through his person and his work upon the cross. And then another very important word, faith. By grace are you saved through faith. Again, you can describe faith by means of an acrostic, F-A-I-T-H. Forsaking all, I trust him. Forsaking our sin, forsaking any thought of being able to save ourselves, forsaking our own self-righteousness, our own works, whatever it is we're trusting in, forsaking everything else and trusting in Christ and in Christ alone. Because the Philippian jailer in Acts 16 says, "What must I do to be saved?" And Paul and Silas said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." Such an important thing to be saved, to put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful for the people that gave me this picture. So thankful for the verse on it. So thankful for the reality of it in my life. Jesus Christ can save you if you put your faith and trust in him. There's sufficiency in his grace to save you and to keep you. Thank you for listening. The Lord bless you.